The dream is alive!
God, I'm so tired of the offseason.
Dude, how many days do we have left?
I think like 32.
Did you see that on the same Nubby post that I did?
It wasn't Nubby, no. but it had Ian Boyd, and it showed that he'll be wearing number 32. Oh. So
you're getting sice for Ian Boyd.
Yes.
Could he start at the three position?
He could start 3-2-1, I think.
If he's a point guard, then that would be tight.
Well, okay. Yeah, that was a random.
But now we're back. So what? What episode is this?
This is cops. Episode 2 of our preseason series. It's not really the season 2. It's just kind of a warm up. It's just like the players are warming up, getting their.
Are you hopping in the pool at 5 a.m.?
No.
Are you running on the soccer field at 6:30 a.m.?
God, no.
Are you shooting jumpers from the elbow at 9:45 a.m.?
No, I'm speaking into a microphone while sitting on a couch.
A couple beverages or no?
Yes.
Okay, we're about to crush some ribs. So this is the second episode of the preseason. And
what are we
going to
be talking about? What are we going to be talking about?
The upcoming events. And God, am I excited for Mason Madness.
That didn't sound genuine at all.
Dude, this has got to be my 7th in a row.
Right. And are they ever fun or exciting? The first few were, you know, it was kind of fun, but.
Well, there was dunk contests.
Right.
And now they're not doing the dunk. Like, can players not dunk? Like, I feel like we have some athletic players this year.
You don't risk injury.
No risk injury?
No.
I mean, but just.
I just think it's kind of cool seeing the green machine play. You watch a few of the freshmen, see if they could dunk, see if anybody's like extremely athletic.
Seeing the new cheerleaders?
Oh yeah, no, for sure. Okay. I remember the Mason Madness where Luke Hancock first came out. Like people were seeing him dunk,
right?
And that was awesome.
I mean, to see a Whitey dunk?
Yeah, you weren't thinking this guy was going to be athletic.
And he had some hops.
Right. He could jump out the gym.
Man, he was dunking over. As soon as he got to Louisville, all he did was shoot threes. It was like, yep, he's a standard white guy.
Right.
But he was dunking here at Mason. Okay, so that's coming up on Friday. We'll actually have our credentials. So we'll be taking pictures of you from the sideline.
That sounds creepy. We'll be taking pictures of you from the sidelines.
Hey, you know when people see cameras, they start pointing, getting all sized.
I'll be watching you.
And if you have a By George shirt, please wear it. You know, show some love. Okay, so what's coming up after Mason Madness? We'll be there 8 o'clock. You know, please have a couple beverages before you come in, because if not...
If you're 21 and older.
If you're 20, because it could tank. Okay, so next after that, we know that there's a live scrimmage on the 22nd.
Of October.
And it's during the afternoon.
Right, at the rack.
At the rack. I went last year. Jones, did you go?
I had a wedding to go to.
Were you, like, dog cuddling, or what were you doing?
I was not dog cuddling. I don't think our audience even knows what dog cuddling is. So no, I was not dog cuddling.
How was the wedding? Was it a fun wedding?
Yes, it was beautiful. Why do you care? I know. I get it. You went. We're proud that you went.
Okay,
you ate free pizza and you watched some guys scrimmage.
Yeah, and actually I watched
Cameron Murrell.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, bring me back. So Cameron, I actually watched Cam shoot threes. I thought this guy was going to have a stud freshman season.
He bombed.
So, but I can say that they did a very good job. So at first, you'll see them do their shooting drills. They'll have a three-man shooting from the elbow. Then you'll get to see them run some full court stuff. They'll work on their transition defense. And then you get to see them scrimmage 5-on-5 with coaching. And they're actually running their sets.
It's just your best opportunity to see some of these freshmen. You know, you can only watch so many, you know, highlight videos from their high school days. So when you get to see them up close in person, you just start to, you know, try to figure out, you know, who could we use this year? Who looks like they could be potentially like a stud? So it's pretty cool to go to. And then you get to see some of like our sophomore players, you know, will Danny Dixon be any bigger, you know? Will he put on any weight or anything? So it's always a cool event to go to. Free pizza, get to see the coach. He'll do some Q&A at the end. So what's that third event?
We got Paulson hosting another event at Where do you think he's hosting it?
Let me guess. Brian's Grill?
Wow! Have you guys ever been there before? Because if not, it's awesome.
Yeah, it sure is.
I pay the same price for beers there that I do around the corner, and I live in D.C.
Right.
If you want a good, cheap beer, head your ass over to Hard Times. But he's hosting an event. It's $100 to get in.
$100.
$100. Okay. Do you guys hear that? Because we're in Logan Circle, and we're recording with the windows open, and people are outside going, hey.
Right, that's a homeless guy. but yeah, $100, you get some drinks, you get a dinner. That's about it.
So what kind of dinner do you think you get?
Chicken wings, nachos. $100 worth.
The chicken wings are like cold.
Right. We
not even spicy. They don't got some celery out. They run out about halfway through.
You're not getting steak and lobster.
No. And the drinks that you're going to, like, you please drink liquor. Spend all the money you can for that $100.
You're getting rail drinks. I mean, what's that?
So, but do we encourage people to go to it?
Hell yeah. That's $100 in the pockets of Mason Athletics.
Of course. And are we even thinking about going to it?
Not really. we'll try to get some tweets.
But we'll continue to donate. I mean, we've been donators for a long time, season ticket holders.
I might go.
For $100?
Nah.
Can they let By George come for like $50 each and we just pretend like we're one person?
Maybe we wear one of those like long jackets and I sit on your shoulders.
Oh man, we're still trying to get free stuff. Okay.
Right.
But you know, so I would suggest that you go. I've met Paulson. Chris has met Paulson. We've heard him talk. But if you haven't, it's a great opportunity because he is a good public speaker, and I do believe he's kind of channeling that Larinaga vibe.
Yeah, he wants to answer your questions. He's all about the school. He's done a great job promoting the school. So
he's done a great job recruiting for the school.
And he's pretty transparent. Like, he'll tell you pretty much straight up what it is. So. Right.
And so we would suggest going. We're making fun of it just because we've done it before. But
with Hewitt.
Oh, my God. Hewitt bombed. Right. That was all just to call out GMU Hoops for, like, doing nothing but writing negative articles about him, right?
Right. And it seems like those articles were pretty much justified.
Right.
Reminds me of Donald Trump.
those are things coming up. We got Mason Madness Friday, 8 o'clock. We got the live scrimmage, which I believe is afternoon with some free pizza. That's on the 22nd. And then we got another meet and greet with Paulson on November 10th.
And then that's about it for like
a dinner bit, right?
Yeah, happy hour dinner bit.
It's like a late night. Maybe he'll be drinking some Mountain Dews.
Maybe he'll just have like a big 1 liter there.
So Chris Jones is a very passionate Mason basketball fan. I've been to many games with he and Brian, and one that sticks out in my mind was a tournament game down in Richmond at the Richmond Coliseum, and the boys really wanted to sit in the student section. Chris was so sure we all could, you know, get in the student section even though we all didn't have tickets, but he came prepared with Sharpies in multiple different colors so that we could transfer the hand stamp to any one of us and make it look like a legit ticket. So some of Chris's shenanigans, that's just a really good example of them, and he always makes the games a good time.
And we are back.
Two-time Super Bowl champion, seven-time Pro Bowler, four-time first-team All-Pro, NFL 1990s All-Decade Team, and a member of the Washington Redskins as a cornerback, we would like to introduce Darryl Green to the George Mason Athletic Team.
Wow. That's an impressive resume.
It is.
Yeah. No, that's great. And so why did we hire him? What does this mean?
I think we hired him because he's Edwards' friend, and because I think Edwards believes that we need to make money in this program to have any viable option to being good at any sport at this point.
Right. I think Edwards saw that perhaps Darryl Green could bring the green, essentially, money.
Your green and gold.
Right. So
we did see them on the first Redskins game Monday night on the sidelines, chumming it up with Maury Povich and Roger Goodell.
That is an impressive duo. I mean, Roger Goodell and Maury Povich.
Chris Jones, you are not the father.
Thank God.
So what do we think that this could mean for our program? A, it brings another professional athlete into our program.
Sure, that's kind of cool. It might help as like a recruiting tool. If there's like a local fan and the kid's, you know, dad looked up to Daryl Green or something like that, that might help. Also, it's going to help with fundraising. I'm sure he's going to be able to, you know, rub elbows, put on his charm, and you know, I don't know, maybe.
I mean, he's been in Virginia since like 1986 or something crazy. So he's clearly got connections around the area.
Yeah, so Daryl Green,
my favorite player.
Yeah.
Like literally awesome. Growing up, like I still have his jersey in my closet. When I woke up that day and saw that we signed Daryl Green, A, I thought random as fuck. And B, I was so excited.
Watch the language.
Okay. I'm sorry, guys.
Just kidding.
Yep. But I was so excited to have him on board.
Sure. No, it's awesome. I think it's only a good hire. I can't see anything wrong happening here. So.
Right. And so speaking of Daryl Green, Chris Jones and I, huge Redskins fans, three in a row. Big time, big league.
Yeah. 3-2. Woo. We beat the Ravens.
And the Browns.
And
the Giants.
Giants, yeah.
And will we beat the Eagles this week?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. So we could potentially go to 4-2. As well, we are fans of the Washington Nationals.
Who are, well, just sorry. They just lost.
They just lost.
Right.
We actually took a break from recording the podcast to go watch the 8th and 9th inning, and we bombed, and Chase Utley came back from the grave to score an RBI on us.
Pretty much. So... we lost that, but the series is coming back to D.C., so...
Max Scherzer on the mound.
So,
maybe... gotta be confident.
Who, me or him?
okay, so moving right along, we are both Washington Capitol fans with a lot of optimism about the season.
You gotta expect cup or bust, right?
Cup or bust.
Cup or bust.
Which is kind of nice. Like, we take it for granted. We're like, oh, man, we didn't win. But, like, to watch us win 50 games... compete, make the playoffs. We can't
have
complain.
An MVP. Have one of have a Vezina Trophy winner as the top goaltender in the league.
Got to be excited.
We're getting all those other awards. I think the next one up, it'll be the Stanley Cup.
And just get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
We're playing Crosby actually next week. He's out with a concussion. Woo!
Right, Pittsburgh start the season. It's pretty, right, that's pretty awesome.
That's okay. Big time.
So. Washington Wizards.
Okay, we're going around the horn, I see.
Really quickly.
Nothing to talk about.
So you're not excited?
Why?
We finished 500. Like, I think a lot of players write us off like we sucked, but...
it's Kelly Oubre or bust, apparently, because we just signed Bradley Beal to a max deal.
I do kind of like the white Spanish kid. He's 6'7".
Are you having a stroke?
He's 6'7". He's a point guard. He can play off guard. I really think that he could be a stud in his rookie season. I think you're seeing like a rookie of the year type year coming from him.
Of the NBA DL league.
No. Yeah.
He's a bomber. He sanks. He sucks.
So obviously Chris Jones not that excited for the Washington Wizards. It's a little bit hard to be. We know what's going to happen. The Golden State Warriors are going to play the Cleveland Cavaliers in the finals.
Right. We get it. Blah, blah, blah.
One of them win. We got it. They've won the last 2 years. So NBA sucks. Watch college basketball.
Right.
Who the fuck knows what's going to happen in college basketball?
The language, okay. Dude.
Sorry. But... college basketball, you never know. Once you get to the tournament time, anyone can win it.
You just sounded like the most generic commercial for, like, CBS.
Hey, hopefully they hire us, right? We're on some weekly show talking A-10.
Sure.
Bye, George, coming at you. All right, that's segment two. Hope you enjoyed. We have two more preseason episodes coming before the season starts.
Wow.
Is that a lot?
Tone it down.
Well, there's 32 games.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Two more preseason. And these are just, we're just throwing it out there. This is just a practice. We're just a rough draft.
We're just warming up, shooting jumpers.
Oh, yeah.
But we also got 5 likes on our first warm up. So, you know, if you're listening to us on the website, keep hitting that star.
Keep warming us up.
Yep. Ooh. All right, guys. Have a good afternoon, good night, and good evening.
That didn't even make sense.
All right, guys. Bye, George. We're out.
Okay, you stop. As a sophomore
with reggaeton. So I credit Brian for bringing me to more Mason basketball games than I ever went to when I attended George Mason. One that sticks out is we traveled down to Richmond on a Wednesday night. We wrapped up our shift at Ruby Tuesday that afternoon, and we made it down there for the VCU Mason game. I believe we pre-gamed at this dive bar with some other Mason fans that had traveled down as well. So that was a nice little precursor to what happened in the night. Mason ended up killing VCU. Brian was so enthusiastic and cheering that we had a few fans heckling the section of Mason students and teachers that had traveled down. So I was getting a little nervous with all the heckling, but Brian was just so excited to watch Virtual Bonds kill it and drop so many threes. That night, we ended up celebrating in Richmond at our friend's house. We went out to a bar, listened to live music, and it was a great end to a little day trip to see Mason win. I'm so far out of sight.
Jackson.